the Gisborne punk band Sit Down in Front. They formed in January 2017. That was a song called Rain. And you heard 17-year-old Corey Newman, whose energetic live performances as the frontman have been likened to a young Johnny Rotten's. Corey uses a wheelchair due to his cerebral palsy. Sit Down in Front recently released their second album called Confessions of a Pie Thief. Last year, the band toured in support of Jimmy Barnes and Cold Chisel, and Corey won the Supreme Award at the Attitude ACC Awards. When I spoke to Corey, he was at home on study leave, swatting up for his exams. He's in year 12 at Campion College in Gisborne. I asked him if all the other band members go to school with him as well.
Nope, actually, the drummer and guitarist go to Gisborne Boys High. Uh-huh. I'm all on my own.
So, Ricky is the drummer and Jackson's the guitarist.
Yep.
What about Roman, the bassist?
Roman, the bassist, he recently decided to retire from the group and decided it wasn't for him.
Oh, he's gone.
Yep, sadly.
Have you got another one?
Yeah, for our last gig, which was in Auckland, we had an old friend of ours who is currently at uni in Auckland fill in on the bass, and he's just going to keep doing that for us for now.
Crikey. That was a sad loss. Roman was good on the bass, yeah?
Yeah, he was, and he was a good singer and a good guy.
Bit early for the band to break up, though, isn't it?
Yeah, and the other three don't intend to go anywhere
good.
Anytime soon. Kyle, of course, has made the transition easier because he did a few gigs with us before Roman came along, and he was in another rock quest band that was slightly older than us a few years ago that looked after us when we were getting started. So, because he was an old friend of ours, made the transition, which was still pretty tricky, a little bit easier.
How did the band start? Whose idea was it?
It was all me, actually. I went to an AC/DC concert when I was 12 years old, my first rock and roll experience, and I just fell in love with rock and roll music immediately. And I'm like, that's amazing. I would love to be able to do something like that myself. And then Ricky and Jack, I've more or less grown up around. Jack's dad and my dad have been friends since they were about 15 years old at Gisborne Boys High themselves. So it was only natural Jack and I would, you know, grow up together off and on. The two dads have remained fairly close. And Ricky, well, again, we moved from Auckland to Gisborne when I was 8 years old. And after a few years of surf coaching, my dad got a job at Sport Gisborne where he met Ray, Rick's dad. And, you know, I met Rick as a kid through our dads and through a wheelchair basketball team that Ray, Rick's dad, coached. And Rick, even though he's not so old, used to just come along and hang out and help his dad out at the practices. And we struck up a good friendship. Then they came around to jam one day when I was feeling bored, and Sit Down in Front was born, even though Jack was the only one with a real instrument at the time. And after about half of the practice, we flagged and went and played PlayStation inside SingStar, ironically.
Did Ricky not play the drums before the band got together?
Nah.
He's a hell of a drummer.
Yeah, actually, he's a classical pianist by trade. And the other night, I was privileged enough to go to one of his first major solo performances behind a keyboard and a grand piano. And it was really amazing. But, you know, he knows his music theory really well and plays piano beautifully. And he transferred all that musical theory knowledge to rhythm and percussion, which has made him into arguably one of the most wonderful drummers since Dave Grohl.
That's not a bad endorsement.
Yeah. Dave Grohl is probably my favourite drummer of all time, and Ricky is probably a bloody close second.
Is he? So Foo Fighters are big on your list of favourites, and Sex
More
Pistols.
More Nirvana than Foo Fighters, but I do like both, yeah. With AC/DC, you know, I listened to this stuff before the gig because it was going to be a replacement for the school ski trip that was going to be too hard when I was in year seven. And, you know, I quickly fell in love with the lead guitar of Angus Young, and I would still probably say today that he's the hottest lead guitarist alive.
Do you play an instrument?
Not in the band, no, but I do a little bit of keyboards and bass guitar in my spare time.
It's a long way from Ricky's classical piano to punk rock.
Punk rock, yeah. Again, as I said, I was really into a lot of my older classic rock that I'd just grown up with around the house because my parents liked that sort of music. And then, in turn, as I'd gotten older, they'd pass that rock and roll bag on to me. So it was actually Kyle and his old band that, sort of introduced me to the Sex Pistols and the Clash and that. And it wasn't that much of a big leap from AC/DC and Green Day and Aerosmith and their classic rock to the punk rock of the Pistols and the Clash, which I still love dearly to this day.
Have you always used a wheelchair, Corey?
Since I was 5 years old, I guess I always have. I just basically went from a stroller as a little kid to manual wheelchairs, which arguably are oversized strollers for big people. But yeah, I haven't always used an electric one though. I didn't get one of those until I was at intermediate. That means I can have a lot more independence and move myself around and have a few crashes and go way too fast. I'm a petrol head who uses power instead of petrol.
I like the song Rain, which is
Oh, yeah,
basically
that's a
about
bit.
just getting soaking wet while you're sitting in a wheelchair, right?
Because many years ago at my high school, we had some builders move in to rebuild some of the school buildings, and they blocked off and dug up just about every footpath in the place, apart from one track that they left down the middle. And you think from getting from one side of the school to the other, you'd have 500 kids, some going northbound, some going southbound, and they'd all be trying to fit through this little gap. And then the winter came, and it was a pretty aggressive winter, and it rained and poured very hard all the time for a while. And it sucked. I'd get soaked, I'd get cold, I'd run late. I hated it, so I decided to vent and write some lyrics.
I wanted to talk to you about the music video for Don't Push the Button, which is on your most recent album. And you set up in Gisborne Donald Trump's Oval Office, and he got a Trump lookalike, and he'd put a chair up against the door, and he was shutting himself. This is strangely prescient, Corey.
We didn't realize he was going to lose the election at the time, but Dad does
Not
like to joke
lost,
about
not lost, just mislaid temporarily.
very funny. Dad still does joke about, oh, he's probably going to have a big party in his office after this.
Yeah.
We didn't realize we were foretelling the future at the time, but with the benefit of the hindsight, just makes it even more relevant and funny.
Talking about music videos, who's the guy in the pink rabbit suit on your What Comes Around?
Oh, the dude in the pink rabbit suit.
Yeah.
His name's Aiden, and he was just a mate of a mate who was a bit of an actor and a hell of a nice guy. And we asked him if he wanted to be involved in the video, and he was like, sure. And then we told him what he was going to end up doing with the car and the pink suit and the general weird thing that we had him doing. Didn't bother him one bit. He just took it all in his stride as part of the fun. He was a really great guy, and it was really good of him to, just take that into a stride, but go along with it and enjoy it as much as he did.
One of your big achievements is that Jimmy Barnes invited the band to be the opening act for the New Zealand leg of his tour, where you would have just turned 16 at that point, right?
And actually, along with AC/DC, again, one of the early bands I fell head over heels for was Chisel when I was at intermediate.
Yeah.
Interestingly, I'd grown up with songs like Cheap Wine being played around the house, and then and I've been a Chisel fan for a long time. Mum and Dad had actually bought me tickets to see the Auckland show for my birthday anyway, and then I was mucking around on my laptop one night in my room, and they walked in and told me to put the laptop down and said they had something to tell me. I thought I was in big trouble when they paused. I wasn't. They were like, right, so we bought you Jimmy Barnes tickets for your birthday. You're not going to be able to use them though. And I'm like, huh? I was confused. And then they're like, you'll be watching him from the side of the stage. He's asked you guys to open for him. I then turned to Dad and was like, pinch me.
How did that come about? Had he hurt you?
I don't know. Dad must have been in touch with, through music managers for him, with someone who knew someone who got to his management or something. And then, no one knows how he got to us, but.
Kudos to your dad, who's the band manager, Carl, right?
Yes, and I actually have him here with me right now.
Hi, Carl. Congratulations on your superb management of this band.
Thank you.
Is this your type of music, punk rock, Carl?
Yeah, I kind of listen to a little bit of that kind of stuff.
As I said, this family's a bit of a soft spot for Nirvana. Dad loves to play Nevermind on long car trips, don't you?
Yep.
Are you a kind of, have you always wanted to be in a band, Carl, but next best thing is getting your son in one?
No, I'm not musical one little bit. Yeah, I was kind of more into the sports side of things myself. So yeah, having to kind of figure all this music stuff out and is all very new.
At the same time, even he's never done anything with it. He's not bad behind the kit. He's filled in for Rick a few times in practices when he's been ill. He's only ever jumped behind the kit once or twice in his life, but he's not bad, eh, Dad?
Well, that's the punk ethic, isn't
Yeah.
Are they more successful than you'd ever dreamed?
Oh yeah, we just started off jamming in the shed a few years ago, and to be honest, they were pretty awful when they first started. Yeah, never would have thought that they'd got to two albums already, by the time when they were 17 and touring with, pretty well-known rock stars, let alone playing at Spark Arena, when they were 16. So yeah, never would have thought it would have got to here.
I've been fantasizing about playing at Spark Arena since I was four, and I figured if I waited long enough, it was going to happen.
Well, and you were quite right. I'll ask you, Carl, because I suspect Corey won't tell me. He seems to me to be an extraordinary young man who's overcome a degree of disability that would have kept a lot of people certainly out of a band. Has he always been like this?
He has got a air of confidence about him, and he's kind of had that ever since he's young. But I guess, our whole family's always said to him that, his disability's not an excuse. And if he puts his mind to it, he's able to achieve, kind of anything within reason. Corey gets a lot of support from our wider family as well. So but it's just cool to see him out there doing what he loves and not kind of letting his disability kind of hold him back.
Well, he won last year's Attitude ACC Supreme Award for his achievements in the music industry, and that was pretty special. Corey, can I ask you, have you had response from other similarly disabled people who say that you've been a role model for them?
Yeah, I have. It's mainly been through comments on Facebook posts on the band, or people commenting on YouTube videos. But sometimes when you go through and read some of those responses, it is truly heartwarming and just beautiful to know that I've touched someone's life like that.
Is it hard for you? I mean, are you in pain at all ever? What do you have to do to accommodate this?
Yeah, it doesn't really slow me down that much. If anything, the chair is probably one of the reasons that makes it our band different and stand out. It is almost as much a part of the band as the bloke who uses it.
This is where the name came from, presumably, is it? Sit down in front.
Yes, it is. Yep, unusual name for a band, I know. But yeah, interestingly, a lot of successful Kiwi bands' names start with S. Maybe that was a good sign, like Split Enz, Suburban
She
Reptiles,
had.
Swingers,
Yep.
Sheheard. Yeah, better name check all the obvious ones.
So you've got a new bassist coming on stream. Have you got any gigs lined up?
Yeah, we've got a couple of home games, as we call them, lined up here in Gisborne during December. We have a gig on the 10th of December at Smash Palace Bar, supporting Dickman.
Yeah, no, they've got a few gigs, lined up, just to finish off the year. It's been a pretty different and funny year in terms of gigging and that kind of thing. There hasn't been quite the opportunities from
No.
the previous year, but yeah. But now they've got a couple of gigs lined up in Gisborne. A big gig, right around New Year's in Gizzy. We'll just keep that one quiet for now.
All right. Corey, you obviously take the exams fairly seriously. What are the plans next year?
Whether the plans next year, go back and do year 13.
Yeah.
Because at school is where, pretty much my world is. The music. I'm one of those guys who hides in the music room at lunchtime a lot of the time, and I've risen up the ranks in there a bit to the point where I'm the music teacher's main man now. And hopefully, I'll be the music prefect next year. Fingers crossed.
Music prefect, what does that do?
Oh, that just gives me the ability to promote the department and put showcases and gigs on and things. And it'd be nice to give the music department a bit of a leg up. It probably needs it, unfortunately.
It's not very punk, is it? Music prefect, Corey. Let's face
Nah, but it, nah, but it'd be the best job in the world if I landed it.
it. What are you going to do when you leave school? Got further study in mind?
Yeah, I'd look to do a business and accounting degree at my local polytech, with a view to getting my accountancy bar and then being able to possibly own and run my own company down the track. Of course, if the band blows up, I'd love to do something with that. And
You mean if it goes mega famous?
well, I wouldn't say it like that, but if it gets to the stage where we can make a career and a living from it,
Yeah.
then certainly, yes, that would be something I would love to do.
Now it's Corey Newman, who's the front man of the band Sit Down in Front.